Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. Dean Richards from WGN-TV, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I have a new pencil case and a new notebook. That's tradition to start off the school year today.
You can smell glue, right?
That's right. I've got Elmer's glue spread out all over my hand, and I'll peel it off later in front of the girls to gross them out. That was my go-to trick back in eighth grade.
How'd that work for you?
Yeah, not real well.
Hey, we lost what appeared to be the grumpiest guy on TV, but also at the same time managed to be one of the most lovable characters on TV. Ed Asner passed away at the age of 91. And this morning, Dean, we replayed an interview from 2015 that Bob Surratt had with Ed, and it was pretty comical. He was just one of those guys that was always gruff and grumpy, but you knew he just was having fun and loved everybody.
Oh, he was the greatest. I had him on my radio show many times. We had him here on the WGN-TV Morning News many times. We always held our breath. We never knew if he was going to swear.
I bet.
He was, he just did whatever he wanted to do. He flirted with all the girls here in the office, and we did some broadcasts with him at remote locations. And he was quite the ladies' man, I guess you might say, slash dirty old man.
Really more like it.
And relished it. I mean, you know, now, these days he probably would be hit with a lawsuit. But, back in the day, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's Ed Asner, it's Lou Grant, it's okay. You know, people didn't seem to mind. But, you know, bottom line of this, of the Ed Asner story, he truly created one of the greatest television characters of all time. When you think about, you know, the Lucy Ricardos and the Mary Richards and Archie Bunkers, Lou Grant has to be in that category as well as the rough around the edges but lovable newsman. He played it for the whole time that the Mary Tyler Moore Show was on the air. He won 5 of his 7 Emmy Awards for playing Lou Grant, 3 of them for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and 2 of them when they spun the show off for the TV drama Lou Grant. And he was the only actor, still is the only actor, to have won Emmy Awards playing the same character in both comedy and drama. And he is also the winningest Emmy Award winner by a male actor of all time, 7 Emmy Awards total, including Emmys for his roles on Rich Man, Poor Man and the miniseries Roots. And we, you know, remember him from the Christmas classic Elf, from the Pixar movie Up, from, you know, recently on Cobra Kai. I mean, he just never stopped working. One of the things that I liked about Lou Grant, and he talked about this very fondly every time we had a conversation, were his Chicago roots. Talking about, his days back with the Compass Players that became Second City. While he was at the University of Chicago, he took side jobs as a cab driver, as a factory worker at the General Motors on the South Side. I mean, he really dug himself into being a working man in Chicago, became the president of the Screen Actors Guild, the Actors Union. And, was just a very, very active guy. One of the last times that I talked to him was 5 years ago. And he was remembering his great co-star, Mary Tyler Moore.
She was the greatest star you could ever wish for. She was intelligent, beautiful, giving. She occasionally voted Republican, but I forgave her.
I knew you'd get one political thing someplace. Yeah. Can't be an Ed Asner interview without that.
But in the main, she helped so many people achieve their full form stature.
Yeah, generous
as artist.
You love. You've been chatting with everybody and interacting.
You know how pretty the girls are here.
I did notice that.
This place has got self-preservation going on here. Yeah. All right, you're doing all right, kids.
So, Ed,
the men are like, you know, but the girls look good.
Ladies, try to hold yourselves back. Don't attack him all at once, but let's have a big hand for Mr. Ed Asner.
You know, so he was...
He's the guy that was going to come up and kiss you on the cheek, whether you wanted it or not.
And probably get a pinch on the butt.
Absolutely.
Also, you know, that's for sure. And just really quick, before we go to the break, just a few classic Lou Grant moments.
You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk. What religion are you?
Mr. Grant, I don't quite know how to say this, but you're not allowed to ask that when someone's applying for a job. It's against the law.
Want to call a cop?
Mr. Grant, you took 3 servings of the veal.
Yeah.
Mr. Grant, there are 6 people. You took half.
You mean that's all there is, what's on this platter?
Yes. Mr. Grant, you've got to put some back.
Say, you know what? I'm not as hungry as I thought I was.
Just truly, truly, truly one of the greatest TV characters of all time. Ed Asner is 91 years old.
That comedy holds up today, even though most people under the age of 30 would only know him from Up and a few other things. But
right.
Yeah, that stands today.
It's still hilarious.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. And at this time every morning, we get the chance to talk with Dean Richards.
Hey, before we continue with the stories, I just want to say, and I hope all the listeners agree, you're doing a fantastic job filling in.
Oh, thank you.
You really, really, really are doing a great job. And I want to say it, and I hope, you know, the listeners agree, and we'll text in your messages also for Lisa, because it's no easy thing to be dropped into the morning show.
Oh, not filling
like
in for Bob Surratt.
Yeah,
you know?
it's a runaway freight train, and whoever fills in, it's a big job. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. That means the world to me. You know, one of the greatest things I saw this morning, and I don't know if you saw this, Jennifer Lopez was at some film festival in Venice last night, and she had an adult and Gabbana beautiful outfit with this cloak, and the wind blows and it reveals she didn't take the price tag off, so she pulled a mini pearl.
Yeah, she's probably going to return it after the film festival.
Probably.
I've done that. You leave the price tag on and then return it after you get done wearing it.
What about Michael Jackson and new music?
Yeah, the brother Tito is saying that the surviving siblings are planning on having a new album out next year, and said that they are planning on using some unheard work from Michael on the album as well. They can't guarantee it because Sony Music owns the rights to the entire Michael Jackson catalog. Ultimately, they have the final say on this, but they've said that they've been very cooperative with the Jackson family, so they think very likely it's going to happen. On a side note, yesterday would have been Michael Jackson's 63rd birthday, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine a 63-year-old Michael Jackson?
No, we would have wanted to see what he looked like, because had he continued on that path with plastic surgery, God only knows what he would look like.
Right. Well, that is very true.
It could be great, or it could be not so great.
Which new body parts he would have had by then. And I was also just shocked into the realization he died 12 years ago.
Oh,
doesn't seem like that, right?
No.
Exactly.
Weekend box office, first film directed by a black woman, debuts at number 1.
Yeah, that's a big deal. The movie Candyman was a big number 1 winner. It took in $22 million over the weekend, far exceeding the expectations for it. But Nia DaCosta, it was the director of the movie, is the director of the movie, and she is the first African-American filmmaker, female, to have a movie debut in the number 1 spot. So a little bit of history in the making. Everybody seems to have enjoyed the Candyman
movie, all I heard all weekend from people on social media is, I would never say Candyman five times into a mirror.
Nonstop. Everybody was talking
about it. That's all everybody's talking about.
Even Anna was talking about that on Friday afternoon. And having spent the first portion of the COVID pandemic in the house watching Tiger King, I'm intrigued by this story. Carol Baskin back in the news.
Yeah, she sold the Joe Exotics farm. This is the part that I guess I don't exactly understand. The courts there ruled that this farm, this Oklahoma property, cannot be used to house animals for 100 years.
Oh, geez.
I don't understand why. I don't know what they did to the property that it needs to sit dormant for a century, but but it does. But Baskin's company was awarded control over the animal park some time ago, and she was sentenced to 22 years in prison after she was convicted for the murder for plot hire to kill Baskin. Joe Exotic was.
Yeah.
The farm is sold and is going to sit dormant for a while.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you, Dean. Thank you for being so kind.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.